this episode of Report This Post.
Hello to all of our beautiful and handsome patrons. Welcome to the latest bonus episode of Report This Post. My name's Geiger. That is Christian.
You maggots make me sick.
And we're your hosts with the posts. What's going on?
You know, not much.
Memorial Day just happened.
Memorial Day. Yeah, we memorialize things. Do you cook out? You grill?
No.
Do you do any of that? No. Okay. Great. Well, that
End
was that segment.
Yeah.
I made some mini pizzas for Memorial Day.
What does that mean exactly?
That means a friend of the show, Alyssa, has a recipe for a four-ingredient pizza dough. It is flour, baking powder, water, and oil. You mix that all together until you get what resembles dough, maybe close to Play-Doh, more like it. And then you bake it, and then it tastes okay.
So, okay. Sounds great, based
folks,
on all that.
You know how when you mix flour and water together and it just turns into something you just really want to eat without any sort of yeast or anything in it or any seasoning?
Mm-hmm.
It's good. Yeah, that's what you want.
I guess the baking powder mimics yeast or something?
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't understand the baking powders or sodas. Never figured that out.
Baking powder helps to arise. I know with waffles and pancakes especially, that's how you get a nice fluffy pancake is the baking powder. That's where people mess up. They don't put the baking powder in, you don't get the rise, and you get the really thin pancakes. The almost McDonald's style flapjack pancakes, which are trash and belong in the trash.
Now, what's the baking soda do?
Baking soda is some sort of leavening agent as well, but it works differently. I think it needs stuff to counteract it. All I know is that ever since I was a kid, there was an open box of it in the back of the fridge.
Yeah. For somebody.
Hey, you know what? They got smart. They started selling it where the whole side of the box just peeled off, and you put that in the fridge instead and add some.
Mm-hmm.
God. Man, being on, like, working for, like, a big company like that and coming up with an idea like that, you would probably be pretty well set.
Like, yeah.
Jim's the guy that came up with the thing on the bottom of the tinfoil that cuts it. Like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's for a company like those that make one extremely boring product that no one cares about, to have any sort of innovation once every 40 years or so must be like a banner fucking day.
Oh my god, yeah, they're out in the streets, ticker tape parade. Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Extra slice of pizza on the break room on Friday to celebrate.
They pitch for half pepperoni this week.
Yeah.
Or excuse me, this year. Right.
Yeah. This generation, as we wait for the next product breakthrough to happen, then the kids of the people currently working there can celebrate that when they put some sort of color-activated signifier on the side of the thing that says it's time to change your baking soda. Wow.
Oh, isn't the future wonderful, folks?
Hell God. World, I call it.
Yeah, you know what? Here's something to kind of keep your head about yourself. Just remember that no one will ever remember you, and nothing you do matters.
Mm-hmm.
It makes living a little easier.
Unless you hurt a politician. Unless you make them go bye-bye. In which case, a lot of people will talk about you. But not even forever. Like, there's guys who've literally assassinated presidents that people don't give a shit about anymore.
That's right.
The guy who killed Garfield, who the fuck even knows what that guy's name is?
I don't know.
McKinley? Was he one that was killed? No one gives a shit.
I don't think he was killed. I think he died from illness.
Him or Harding. I think Harding died of natural causes, but McKinley was shot, I believe so, but I don't know. One of those of the era.
Folks, welcome back to Hardcore History. This episode, we're going into deep into assassination attempts on sitting U.S. presidents.
Great. So far, we don't remember the names of the presidents or the assassins. No. Certainly the year. Might as well ask us to guess the year of anything else that's ever happened.
Suck our own dicks. Hey, John Hinckley, I know that, but that's only because he just got a Twitter account a couple months ago, and he's been tweeting and putting on acoustic shows in like Brooklyn. So that's pretty cool. No, he wasn't. He's not. That's not the guy. He didn't assassinate.
No, Mark David Chapman.
That's him. John. I get them.
Which
confused.
One? Hinckley.
Hinckley was the guy that shot Reagan.
I thought that's who you were talking about.
No, I was talking about Mark David Chapman.
The guy who shot Lenin.
Yes. The guy should have been president, right?
I don't know what that means. He's from the UK. So
he is. So you're saying it's he's.
Well, I'm not going to say what I know or I don't know about the current living status of Jonathan Lenin.
Hinckley was the ones that's released. Yes, he was released.
And he was the Reagan guy.
He was the Reagan guy.
He was trying to impress Jodie Foster.
Jodie Foster, that's right. Okay, yes. So he is the guy I'm talking about. And he is he's the guy that's in New York now. And he's doing like a bunch of live sets. And he's telling everybody to come out and see his band. He is on Twitter.
Jodie Foster's panties are wet. She's there every night. If you want to meet Miss Foster, go check out a Hinckley show. She's there in the back. Too shy to say anything to him. He's so cute.
She's doing the thing where she talks like this.
She's going to be the next True Detective. Did you see that?
No.
Well, why don't we go ahead and move on with the episode? You said you were telling me before the show that you had another incident with a guy at the gym. A callback to last week's episode, if I recall correctly, which I don't.
Yeah, that's correct. I did talk about another guy at the gym. This is a different guy. I go to the gym at a time of day where it's not busy, but so it's not the after work people and it's not the after dinner people, but it's mostly the people that probably don't have jobs and go and hang out. Yeah. So there's a couple different guys in the gym. There's the one-legged guy I talked about last week. There's another guy with one leg also that goes there.
Those guys should get together. They should do a two-legged race.
They should each take one side of the barbell and squat it.
Spot me.
There's this guy I want to talk about. So there's a gentleman in my gym who was absolutely covered in really poorly done tattoos. And not saying anything about the artwork or anything. It's just that they don't seem to have been kept up very well. And they seem to be mostly revolving around different, like, new metal bands and bands of other ilks of that stuff. So he has, like, a Korn tattoo. He has, I believe, a Twisted tattoo. He has the Avenged Sevenfold bat skull, above his knee. Guy's completely covered in tats. He is also 100% blind, which I know now it's
the fuck Jim you know, are you going to do?
You know where I'm going is that why is the guy getting tattoos? Because he's blind. Because obviously he was getting tattoos up to a point where Avenged Sevenfold was so within the last 10 years something happened. But he is the I would say a nice way of saying it is he's a menace at the gym because what he'll do is he'll come in and he has the stick, you know, and he walks around and he uses the stick too. And he will spend upwards of 20 minutes just trying to find, I guess, where he's trying to go. And what will happen is people will like walk him to an area. And then it's very reminiscent of like those weird British infomercials that used to be on like PBS that were selling like prank videos. Like he will go to this area, like get all set up and then like turn around and like walk directly into somebody. Sure. Like it seems like he's faking.
I think you are at a prank gym is what it sounds like. They are filming. They have hours of footage of you gawking at the freaks and weirdos at this gym. Simply so they can put it on air later. It's going to be a reality show. Seven episodes of you just like trying to hide the fact that you're taking pictures of them.
Never forget. It just seems so. It's just one of those things where it's just like inexplicably he's going to turn around and like bash somebody with his cane or like walk in front of somebody carrying like very heavy like dumbbells or something. Just it's a very Mr. Magoo situation as well.
Yeah, he's gonna like lift up. He's going to like lift some weights that have no weights on. And he's like, wow, I'm so strong because I'm going to be like, all right. Yeah, we get it.
And there's going to be like a voiceover where it's like just some guy mumbling like,
sure.
Like, yeah, oh, yeah. So, yeah, that's cool. So that's what I've been experiencing. I'm waiting. I want to see what the next new guy to drop at the gym is going to be. So,
yeah, you get them. You get those guys.
Yeah, I'm filling up my Pokédex of weird guys mm-hmm. over at the gym.
Now, you say this, the tattoos, like he got blind after all those. I have a different theory.
Maybe.
Is that he thinks those are like his kids' names or something, and he just has a cruel tattoo artist.
Just like, yeah, is this the portrait of my wife, my dead wife? And the guy's like, yep. And it's just like Eddie from
yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, this is a drawing that my 7-year-old son made before he passed from cancer, and it's just like Winnie the Pooh flipping out.
It's Winnie the Pooh kissing on
Sylvia. Winnie the Pooh with a do-rag on, taking a shit on the cross. Well, your kid was very talented, sir. Yeah, that sounds fun. Lots of fun pranks going on over there at your gym.
Yep, that's right. And the biggest one is they let me in. What a prank of all pranks. Hey, whatever. What a fucking stupid thing to say. I hate myself.
Yeah. Let me read some posts. That'll help.
I don't think so. Last week, if you guys remember what happened last week, Reddit user inescapableAd3953 went to the subreddit rconfessions to post this. I am not condoning school shootings. Rather, I'm merely inquiring about female biology. We all know that women love attractive, dominant men. Within the context of a school shooting, the shooter is unequivocally the most dominant man. That is, the shooter transcends his current status in the dominance hierarchy and temporarily becomes an ultra Chad. Given the female's close proximity to the ultra Chad during the shooting, one can reasonably conjecture that the females, although scared for their life, experience extreme sexual arousal and attraction towards the shooter, hoping that perhaps rather than shooting them, the shooter has sexual intercourse with them instead. Is my theory correct? Have studies been conducted on this?
Yeah.
The top comment from BeefKeef8318, this belongs on r I am a total piece of shit subreddit. What yes. the actual fuck, dude? To which the OP replied, stop being a baby and answer the question. And surprisingly, maybe, inescapable ad3953's account has been suspended.
Well, so much for free speech in our... great country of ours, huh?
Now, a number of folks have sent this one over to me, at least. And I'd like to take a moment to apologize when my original saying just fuck you to everybody that sent that to me. So.
Mm-hmm. Stop being a baby to answer the questions.
Yeah, it's just like, look, it's a hypothetical, right? Come on. It's a complete
what studies could have been conducted on this? How would that go exactly? How would that scientific data collection go for
just
that?
Just like, hey, thanks for everybody for coming into this. We're going to do a taste test of the new grandma's cookies here. And then somebody bust in the door with a sub automatic machine gun. Mm-hmm. It's like. All right, ladies, after this test, is your pussy wet?
Well, there's a sensor in the chairs of all of them.
What? Yes, excuse me, I have a question. Why do we have to wear these special underwear to eat the granola bars again? Yeah, good question.
Well, then what they do is they have, so they have to have different tests, of course. You got to have your control variable, and so what you do is, you have like 4 or 5 different rooms, right, with these tests going on where you're telling the women that they're tasting a new granola bar or whatever. And then you have someone burst into each of them. And depending on the room, it could be a different bursting guy. One of them is a clown with balloons.
Okay.
One of them is an active shooter. another one is a guy from UPS. You know, you sort of do all that and you... Then you compare the wetness of the pussies. It's like, okay. You know, but you can't make the UPS guy too hot because that could be another Chad situation.
The trick is that the UPS guy is actually Jason Boma, and he's getting all the ladies, and it's just, man, you gotta put your rain boots on to get in there, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, and if you find any wet pussies with the clown guy, then it's like, well, that's a whole other fucking series of tests that we have to do.
So. Well, this test is a failure, but I did find my new girlfriend. So
you heard those big shoes flopping down the hallway and the big goofy laughter bursting in, balloons everywhere. She was goddamn Monsoon City.
God. Great. Well, that was a fun post to start the whole episode with, right?
Yeah. But not one to end it with, because we have to keep going. Speaking of women, Reddit user ForsakenAd7480 posted this over on the subreddit r2xchromosomes, the ladies' subreddit. I'm leaving America because of the misogyny. I can't take it here anymore. I can't take the constant onslaught against my reproductive rights. I can't take the slut-shaming in society. I can't take the hatred that men have for us. I can't take the fact that women are often worse than men when it comes to hating on women. I'm just sick of how people can't take responsibility for the toxicity that they brewed here, and I'm tired of being told men aren't so bad after being blamed for being sexually abused. Enough. No more. I'm out. Everyone else can just keep on Americaning, but this place is not for me. And user OtakuFish sarcastically noted, yeah, that's definitely an American problem. You wouldn't run into any of those problems in Canada, England, Japan, Argentina, India, Saudi Arabia, Thailand. To which the OP responded, I'd take my chances with a Saudi man over an American, to be honest. At least with them, they don't lie and they say they respect women. Moreover, you know what to expect with them.
I know what I signed up for in this, right?
Yeah, it's the gaslighting that's really bad, not the chopping your head off. The OP also started another thread on the same subreddit saying that there should be a Reddit alternative that was, quote, exclusive to women, LGBTQIA+, and allies. And when another user asked how this new website would prove that people were actually one of those protected groups, she suggested requiring proof with government IDs.
Yeah, and that's great. The groups of people that love to be cataloged and, all in one. Yeah, sure, I'm just going to turn my ID over.
Yeah, that sounds like that wouldn't be a problem for, like, trans people or anything.
No. Now, a huge database of all these different trans people with their
dead names,
legal names. Yeah, sure.
This lady's got all sorts of great ideas. Boy, what a moron.
It's just that thing of like, how could I create reality to work just for me,
mm-hmm.
just 100% in my favor, and people don't seem to get it.
No,
man. I don't know if it's just that I've experienced enough like actual stuff, like actual life stuff,
mm-hmm.
to be like. To the idea of like some website that's just for me and my friends seems like that is so stupid. Like just me and people like me. And it's like, well, that's not how it's going to work out. The few and people like you are not going to last on there very long. I can tell you that much.
But also there's like 100,000 subreddits. You could just use one of those. Like why do you need a whole other website?
Now I'm imagining a subreddit where you have to send in a picture of your ID.
Yeah.
To like,
wasn't Elon Musk want something along those lines for Twitter?
He said something about Twitter to be like, how can you make it safer? And he's like, yeah, people would have to like upload their IDs, and then it would like that way it would keep people from getting banned or something, or like keep free speech. I don't know. The guy's a moron. Who knows? Supposedly, I guess he didn't even actually buy the website yet. I thought he paid for it and everything. But
well, I think it takes a long time to process a sale of that magnitude. But I think his idea was something like, you know, you want to prove people are real to get rid of the bots, but also make it so people can be anonymous. So it's like, you just want something that really can't be done in an easy way, you know. It's like you want, you're just going to have a whole bunch of more, you're going to have like mods, basically. You're going to have physical people checking things, which is a whole other bag of potatoes.
God, could you imagine the people that would like get in line to be be like a mod for Twitter, sign like people quitting their jobs in order to do it. Holy moly.
Yeah, having algorithm-based moderation's pretty bad, but just having like mods like on Reddit are really bad. So because the people that want to be mods are not the people you want to be mods. Yeah, it's like politicians, man.
And just think about how many politicians are on Reddit too. Terrible. Sucks.
Pretty much all of them.
Yeah, boy. How about it?
Except for a former president of ours. Oddly enough, I think every other politician is on there. Except for one that was president.
It's me, Nancy Pelosi. Ask me anything. Great. Hey, speaking of weirdos, an online artist named Pink Cat, who has a huge Instagram following and is big into making NFTs still, tweeted this out. I want all my American-born friends to understand that I left my country at age 3 because of U.S. imperialism, war, to be forced into adopting into this culture to be met with this kind of energy. This is what immigrants deal with on a daily basis, and still we are strong. It isn't fair for us and never has been. But it's also what it means to swim with the Titans. Big organizations come out to try to destroy my community of 90% women, mostly women of color like me. Look at these clowns, so afraid of us. We have something very special, and they know it. They are threatening me with words and violence and exclusion. Is that what the world needs more of? Is that what people need more of? Is that joyful positivity, futuristic, or growth? Violence and exclusion over a person selling a comic book because of my identity? Really now? Wow. Powerful, powerful stuff.
Absolutely.
So what was the catalyst for all of these tweets, you may ask? Well, here's another tweet from Pink Cat. Why did I trace Tank Girl art? Why did Occidental soldiers raid the Iraqi National Museum of Art and steal all of our cultural artifacts and history? Many questions to answer.
Ah, okay. Well, I guess we can start with the one that has something to do with you, about the tracing of the Tank Girl art.
Yeah, so this all started because this person traced a piece of Tank Girl art and posted it online. Yeah. And it somehow devolved into, look, I'm an immigrant.
Yeah,
I'm a child imperialism. Of war. I'm an orphan.
Goddamn, that's rocks.
And meanwhile, everybody's like, can you just answer why the fuck you trace? Like,
can you just not trace that other thing? You know, can you just not do that? Try to make money off of it? Well.
Tank Girl of all things.
Yeah. God. Well, that's the brilliance of it. Because who the hell would possibly think someone would do that? But hey, when you get big enough, you're going to have people that recognize all sorts of shit you're doing.
Oh, sure. I mean, Tank Girl, for some reason, still has a huge following in the UK, probably because it was made over there. That's one of those weird things, like Tank Girl, Judge Dredd, where it's just like, I know about it, but it has no cultural impact here in the States. But over there, it's like really big. That's weird. Gorillas. That's another one.
Yeah, this art style reminds me of that.
It's the same guy. The guy that did Tank Girl did Gorillas.
Oh. So. That's not what I meant. It's fine. Anyway, this... the NFT thing. I get it. If you're... I mean, the people most into making NFTs I've seen online are people that do art online, so it makes sense.
Sure.
And it's just like, it's weird to... Because artists who are typically more left-leaning are now dipping into this NFT thing, which is, seems to be more for folks on the right, and they're trying to square that circle.
Like, yeah.
Whatever. I still don't really quite understand NFTs, but based on... seems to be more libertarian guys or whatever.
It's that, and then like the actual artists aren't into it because of like the environmental impact on it, but sure. Also a lot of stuff is like they're kind of being forced into it because otherwise people are like stealing their art and then making it into like their own and then like there's like these weird legality loopholes. I don't know, man. Like the idea that I am 37 years old and can't understand like computer stuff now. And like that's, and I've been on it for damn near that long too. To think that like in 20 years there's going to be stuff going on that, boy, forget it. Yeah. Not going to understand any of it.
Yeah, some of her NFT posts get like no likes on. She's got a couple hundred thousand followers, but people do not seem to care about it. And appears she's disabled comments because I found the tank girl picture. There's not one comment on it.
Oh, took it away. Took them away, huh?
Pretty cool.
Very, very cool. Well, good luck to Pink Cat. They, them, whatever.
You could easily make NFTs of our little heads.
But I don't know how to, what is it, like, you don't, like, I don't know. It's not like.
The fuck should I know? I don't even know what I just said.
It's not like PNG to NFT converter.ai or whatever. Well, I don't know.
From what I've seen, you make like one stock image and then you just add on to it like it's a fucking magnetic doll set.
Boy, that I understand. I understand the basis, but I don't understand. It has to go through the blockchain, and I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't know. You just, I'd hope it'd be as simple as like, look, here's the pictures I did. Can I just upload them, and then a computer will solve the rest? Do I have to do any computer stuff besides making?
That's the thing.
Art?
If there's any computer stuff, count me.
Count me the fuck out, man.
I'll tell you what, one of you fucking psychos out there 100% knows how you can try to explain how NFTs work to us. In the comments on Patreon, just go ahead and tell us how we could get started in NFTs. How can we get started losing money producing NFTs?
Because we're already well beyond the point of when we should have even begun exploring this, let alone doing anything.
How can we waste the most amount of time, money, and energy
to make
doing this?
To definitely lose money for ourselves, let alone whoever would buy one of these fucking things.
And also owe money in taxes as well, because that's something we love to do over here on Report This.
Oh, boy, do we. Hey, her Twitter user, at Black Amazon, tweeted this thread out.
Oh, boy.
This is going to make a lot of, quote, good people unhappy, but deleting tweets en masse, especially in a medium that has been so structurally unfair to people of color, is helping memory hold their contributions and erase a lot of any work done. Y'all don't actually care, but just to note, one of the defining characteristics of social media has been the difference between who notes the culture, who, quote, reports it, and who defines and profits. Mm. With many of the most important interventions being only on these platforms because of racism and classism. So if you didn't get a PhD or accumulate similar networks, much of the small events you boosted or called for, like Follow Fridays, etc., are the only record we have.
What the fuck, man?
If that sounds crazy, keep in mind this lady has over 464,000 tweets.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts.
If you delete tweets, you're racist, is what we're getting at here.
Helping memory hold their contributions.
Yeah, I just don't know. I guess. Yes.
Man.
If you were. No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why the medium has been structurally unfair to people of color, whatever the fuck that means, either. Can't even imagine what the hell they're talking about there. Structurally unfair?
I don't know, man. It's like we opened up the show, or I said, you know, in 100 years, nobody's gonna remember this shit. So, do you remember though Twitter when they said that the Library of Congress was gonna start cataloging every tweet? Do you remember that That was, man, that was probably 10 years ago.
Good God.
And, like, that was when people, I don't know if that was the catalyst for, like, Pia's story in the ball. Like, a lot of weird shit came out of that time where it's like, I'm going to tweet the worst thing ever. And, like, a bunch of classic tweets came out of that. But, yeah. Maybe that lady should go to the Library of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
But she's too busy. Okay, 40. Okay, hold on a second here. So let's say 10 years. Okay. Over roughly 125 tweets a day this lady's been doing for 10, let's say for 10 years.
Yeah. That's a lot consistently every single day.
She's too busy. She can't go to the Library of Congress.
This is awesome. Man, I'm just scrolling through the timeline. It's like I'm 4 hours back after just
endless scrolling. I love to see somebody like screenshot like an insane thing like that, and I'm like, I'm gonna go find that like actual tweet, and mm-hmm. it's like from it's the impossible. Same day, and it's yeah, you're literally and it's like not even a minute, and it's like, okay, this is way too much fucking work for like a quote retweet dunk. No, it's
yeah,
not worth it.
And sometimes for the show, finding more content from someone, it's like so much content. Like, I don't even.
It's overwhelming. Oh, sure.
And it's like, if I find something good, how do I know it's even. There's not 1,000 things better, or, you know, better, quote unquote, than this. I mean, this is from 7 hours ago. We also need to talk about how a lot of decolonial scholars only mean decolonize them into tenure, not actually create better worlds of knowledge. Do we need to talk about that? What is that? Who knows what that means?
Somebody does, because people are interacting with it. That's the hardest part to swallow.
I don't think any of these people understand. I think they're just, if you say it enough times and you get the right people on board, they'll just repeat it without a whole lot of thought to it.
That's the kind of people you want on board, is people that don't understand what you're saying but agree with it wholeheartedly.
She says she's double masked every day. That's good. We'll talk someday about white lady writers who are shits to anybody from a population who they claim to ally for who doesn't genuflect, but are so racist we can't actually get real stories out. Well, that might be right. Might be honest.
Okay, all right. Geiger's smashing that follow button.
Hating white women? You got it. No argument here.
Cool. Well, hey, speaking of the Twitterverse over there, a Twitter account with a furry avatar tweeted out, if you participate in real life hypno stuff, please be careful online. There's a wave of red pill, MAGA, and right-wing brainwashing hypno spirals going around, especially on pages related to gooning and gooner kink. This has been a thing for a while, but just letting people know, there's a big intersection between people into military hypno-type stuff and this sort of thing being attempted. And with the rise of gooner kink as a thing, this is also getting more prominent. Someone with a Vegeta avatar replied, I beg you, please break away from the cycle of pornography. To which someone with a Queen Victoria avatar responded, I beg you, live your life as it works for you and leave others alone. So, folks, if you don't, I think we've talked about gooning before on the show.
We talked about it specifically with Christian from Australia.
Sure.
In the FetLife episode.
Yes, the FetLife. Yes, that's right. So those of you who might have missed that episode, it's where somebody just edges for a long time and kind of like becomes spaced out. So it's just basically jacking off without coming for a long time.
It's also really just sort of enjoying that lifestyle. It's like,
yeah,
you're someone who's wants others to know, like, I'm a goddamn gooner and I fucking love it.
Sun's out, goon's out, baby. Let's go. Yeah, so what this is that there's a goddamn, there's a subset of people that will literally sit and watch spinning spiral like gifs and videos that like supposedly
fucking
like
Batman Returns penguin
Franklin's umbrella that supposedly will put them into some hypnotic state for things, and this person is claiming that they're have been infiltrated by like alt-right so that you, while you're sitting there gooning and watching this hypno thing, you're being reprogrammed to become like an alt-right guy by MAGA chuds, which is, oh my god, that sounds like a Judge Dredd comic right there. That sounds like something from
boy, I tell you what, as a kid in the early 90s, you felt like the vast majority of people in the world would come across a hypnotist at some point. There'd be someone out there trying to trick you with a pocket watch or something.
Sure.
It was very common in the media. I don't know what happened to that.
It's not so much around anymore. Not a lot of in-person stuff anymore. Yeah, you don't see... Hypnotists have really lost their...
Well, they don't have a... I don't know, there was some sort of industry that was pushing hypnotism on the public.
Big hypno was...
Well, we were quite literally hypnotized, I guess. I'm not sure what snapped us out of it. Probably 9/11. My guess is about that time when stuff
all the hypnotists are in their homes clutching their shirt collars like, oh my god, I'm out of a job.
When a hypnotist hypnotized a couple of plucky Muslim guys,
okay, went
a little too far.
Okay. They were just trying those fellows were just trying to goon, and the next thing you know, they're flying a plane into the World Trade Center.
Yeah. Never good. Hey, we got one more post for you, folks. Someone on Tumblr asked, have you faced any abuse because of identifying as not human? Well, here's a response from user Angel Angst. In June of 2021, I was forcibly hospitalized under the Baker Act due to being, quote, unable to care for myself. I had suddenly developed delusions and psychosis, and my partner took me to the hospital to be sure nothing was wrong with the body's brain. I was not treated well at the hospital. Because I was sick, I openly identified myself as Asmodeus, a demon, which disturbed other patients, and I was locked in a small room without food or water for at least 2 days. They let me out after I started calling on angels for assistance. I overheard staff guessing that with my condition, I would surely ask for an exorcism. I tried to explain that I had dissociative identity disorder, that my preferred pronouns were he, him, and that my names were Asmodee and Asmodeus. They continued to call us by the body's legal name and refused to change pronouns. They even told me that DID and plurality isn't real, that I was just psychotic, and that they wouldn't let me go until I stopped claiming to be more than one person. They also forced me to take Prozac, a medication that we knew made us manic. Most of the other patients were not nice to me. They all called me the devil and the snake. There was an old lady who claimed to be Yahweh and offered me the forgiveness of heaven, and I told her I didn't want her forgiveness. There was a person who kept shoving a Bible open to anti-demon verses in my face. There was one person who was very nice to me, and that person said he was Ra, the sun god. To this day, I believe he was a shard and or incarnation of Ra, and then our divine selves arranged for us to meet in the hospital. I hope he's having a wonderful day wherever he is now. This blogger also warns people, quote, do not interact with me if you are racist, sexist, queerphobic, transmedicalist, against demons or devils, against heathen angels, or against alter human identities of any kind. Good stuff.
I simply identify as the Lord of all demons, and everybody's giving me a fucking hard time about it. Jesus Christ. My, oh my.
Boy, you got the devil, you got Yahweh and Ra all in the same hospital at the same time?
Wow, you're really, I mean, you know what?
What are the odds?
It's you got the makings of a Stephen King story about the Dark Tower start right there, right there. There's the new spinoff. Three gods trapped on Earth. Now Baker Act. That's an interesting thing because that's a local yokel here. That's a Florida only thing. So
is it?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was also like California or something.
Mm-mm. Nope. Baker Act is the Florida Mental Health Act of 1971. So we got a demon here in our state. We gotta take care of this. We're gonna call the Ghostbusters.
That's yeah. Just
me and Geiger drive around with a shovel and beat up homeless people.
Yeah. That's kind of a fun thing. It'd be good to have a purpose for doing it instead of just the usual just willy-nilly.
For fun, yeah. Drinking a couple beers and unwinding.
Just a way to pass the time. Hey, don't yuck my yum, folks.
I do like that phrase. I'm sorry, I'm not going to even lie.
Let people cool. enjoy things.
That's right. Let me enjoy that horrible phrase because I think it's really cool.
Hey, goodbye.